Copy, over. Running time.
Welcome to another episode of Really Robots. My name is Tommy J. Houseman, and today we are going to talk about Neo. Capital N, capital E, capital O. Neo is 1X Technologies from Norway. Their new humanoid robot, they are aiming to get this into your home. They want that part of the market for themselves. They're going to introduce it into your home to be your helper, going to help you clean the house, vacuum the floors, clean up, pack your laundry up, fold your laundry and put it away. It's going to be your little at-home helper. It's going to change our domestic lives. So they are making 200 of these robots a month right now, and they are planning to hit 5 million in 5 years. So they have big ambitions. They also are looking at the market as a all-purpose robot as well to help in manufacturing and other kind of service industry jobs. So it is approximately 5 feet 8 inches tall, 173 centimeters, weighs 132 pounds, about 60 kilograms. It has moderate loads for typical tasks that it can carry. It walks at a normal human pace. Human-like form for easy integration into spaces designed for people. So it looks much like a person. It looks like a soft, cuddly person. I'm not sure if it feels that way. I have no idea. A fish power system to support extended operation with easy recharging. That doesn't really specify how long, but I'm assuming probably about a 6-hour charge on this, it looks like. Equipped with advanced sensors for visual processing and AI for understanding and interacting with its environment. It actually is powered by OpenAI. Designed for tasks ranging from carrying objects and operating equipment, interacting with humans, and responding to commands. Moves smoothly across different terrains and obstacles, ensuring safe interaction with humans and environments. I think that's why it kind of looks so soft. Unlike some of the other robots that we're going to talk about, this one actually looks like you could touch it and squeeze it a little bit. Helps with chores, caregiving, and basic maintenance tasks. I also read an article that they were aiming at that elderly care space, those low-hanging fruits where there's already gaps in the labor market. Provides customer assistance, basic reception duties, and more. So their vision is built to interact safely with humans with features that prioritize safety and reliability. And like I said, they're looking to scale this production up to about 5 million within 5 years to have these in homes. They have a small manufacturing place in Norway, and they also have one in Texas. So our AI friends today are getting a little more specific. When you just used to be able to push a button and they would just, you know, say based on your research, but I'm having a little more control over our AI friends today. So let me go ahead and introduce them. I'll turn it over to them. Thank you for joining me, and I appreciate you tuning in for Really Robots, and here are my AI friends.
Hey there. Ever catch yourself daydreaming about a future where robots are like actually in our lives, not just sci-fi stuff?
Yeah, it's been a question for what feels like forever, right? Like, will it really happen?
Right, and that's exactly what we're diving into today, this whole world of NEO, this new humanoid robot from a company called 1X Technologies. And get this, they're all about bringing these really complex robots, not to like factories first, but straight to our homes.
And they're not messing around. NEO's already in home beta testing. Can you believe that? Like, going from the factory floor to someone's living room that fast is wild.
It's moving at the speed of tech these days. We've been digging through articles, tech deep dives, even some investor buzz. And let me tell you, we're about to get surprisingly informed on NEO, the robot that might just be taking your cookie order soon. Or at least that's what they're saying.
Well, what's interesting to me is 1X Technologies, they're not exactly newbies to this whole robot thing, right? They had EVE first. Remember that wheeled robot gathering data like crazy?
EVE. Mm-hmm. So Neo's like EVE's cooler, younger sibling, the one that actually gets invited to parties.
Kind of. But seriously, that shift from wheels to walking on two legs, that's huge EE. It tells you a lot about what 1X is going for.
You mean because Neo's bipedal, like us?
Yeah.
It can actually navigate our world, stairs, small spaces, all that.
Exactly. Think about it. Wheels only get you so far, but if you want robots in homes, they got to walk the walk, right?
Makes sense. And they've done it while keeping NEO pretty lightweight, something like 66 pounds, which they're saying is really important for safety around people.
Oh, absolutely. In a home environment, you don't want a clunky robot taking out your furniture or worse, someone's shins. So yeah, lighter weight is key there.
It's not just what it can do, but how comfortable people feel having it around.
For sure. And look, 1X isn't alone in this humanoid robot race. You've got Tesla with their Optimus bot. Figure AI's got Figuro too. It's getting crowded. 1X knows the stakes.
Okay, so let's talk about what NEO can actually do. From what I'm seeing, it understands what you say. It can do tasks like EVE. But here's the really cool part. NEO has five-fingered hands, not just like pincers or something.
And that is a game changer. Five fingers mean dexterity, being able to actually pick things up with precision, like we do. We haven't really seen that in a robot meant for homes before.
So we're talking robots going from barely pushing a button to maybe tying your shoelaces.
Yeah.
Or baking those cookies we mentioned.
Exactly. But of course, that level of complexity in the real world, that's where the questions come in. How's Neo going to handle a house full of wildlife compared to those controlled demos?
Let's be real. We humans aren't the most predictable bunch either.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole humanoid thing so fascinating and a little scary. You're not just programming tasks anymore. You're trying to make a machine understand a world that is constantly changing.
Like teaching a robot to improv instead of just reading a script, which makes me wonder, how's 1X even training NEO to handle all that? They've got that world model, right?
They do. And it's honestly one of the most interesting parts of what they're doing. Think of it like a super advanced simulator, but one that actually learns from the real world, thanks to robots like EVE.
Wait, so all that time, EVE was going around offices and stuff. That wasn't just research. It was teaching NEO how things work out here.
Exactly. And not just like, don't run into the couch, but the nuances. How cause and effect work, even how the world changes moment to moment.
Okay, now you're going to have to geek out on me for a sec. How does that even work?
Yeah.
What are they feeding this world model? Video sensor data?
What? All of it. Video feeds sensor readings, even what the robot does and what happens because it all gets poured into the model.
So it's not just a snapshot. It's like a living thing always changing and updating.
Exactly. And because it's built on real data, it's not limited like those purely simulated environments.
So it's not just telling NEO to avoid like a chair.
Yeah.
It's more like NEO gets what a chair is.
Yeah.
How we use it, even how it might move or be moved.
You got it. It's giving NEO that deeper understanding of the world so it can be more adaptable in those what we call unpredictable situations.
Right. Because the world is full of those.
Right.
Okay. That's amazing, but also sounds insanely hard to do.
Oh, it absolutely is. And 1X will be the first to tell you their world model isn't perfect yet. One of the things they're working on is object coherence.
Object coherence. Hit me with it.
Basically, sometimes the model has trouble keeping track of where things are in the simulation, like their shape, their color, even if they're still there.
Uh-huh.
Things might disappear or change in ways that wouldn't happen in real life.
So NEO might think the TV remote just vanished if it looked away for a second.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And it shows just how crazy complex. This is what 1X is trying. They're trying to build a perfect copy of reality in the computer. And we know reality is messy.
It's like simulating the entire universe. You're bound to miss a few things here and there.
Right. And even those tiny details, as small as they seem, can be a big deal when you're talking about a robot that's supposed to live in the real world with us.
This world model thing is clearly a huge part of what makes NEO different from, you know, those robot vacuums that bump around people's homes. But what else is going on in there? How does NEO actually learn?
One of the key things about 1X's world model is something they call action controllability.
Action controllability. Okay. Got to write that down. What does that mean in English?
It means the model isn't just predicting the future. It can actually simulate what happens if NEO does different actions.
So they can run simulations where NEO tries different things to do the same task and see which one works best.
Yeah, exactly. Like say NEO needs to grab a cup off a table that's got stuff all over it. The model can simulate all kinds of scenarios, reaching over things carefully, moving stuff out of the way, maybe even asking for help if it needs to. Also, figure out the best and safest way to grab that cup.
So it's like NEO can stop and think through its options and then make a decision based on what it thinks will happen. That's wild.
It is pretty wild. And it's a big part of what makes NEO potentially revolutionary. It's not about pre-programmed steps anymore. It's about giving robots the ability to solve problems.
This is starting to feel less like sci-fi and more like a peek into our near future. And speaking of the future, what's 1X's plan for actually getting NEO out there? They've talked about putting them in homes, but that's a big step.
It's a huge step. And you know, 1X, they like to go big. They've said they want to make a lot of these robots fast. Like, they're aiming for 100, 200 NEO units every month in 2025.
Whoa, okay, those are some ambitious numbers. They're not just testing the waters, they're jumping right in.
They are, which tells you they really believe in this technology. They're not building a few prototypes, they're getting ready for mass production.
Which makes sense with all the investment and interest they've got. We talked about Samsung ADT Security, even OpenAI Startup Fund. That's not just people browsing the store. Those are big names betting on what 1X is building.
You got it. And it's not just hype. Those partnerships mean 1X is already thinking about the real-world applications. We've talked about NEO at home, but think about it. Elder care assisted living, even in schools or hospitals?
Well, my mind is officially blown. The possibilities are endless, but also kind of a lot to take in. We're talking about changing how we use technology, maybe even how we think about work and free time.
It's a lot to process, which is why we got to have these conversations now while it's still early days. Because NEO isn't just another gadget. It could change everything about how we live and work.
We can't just focus on robots making us snacks. We got to think about what's right, what the impact on society will be, all the questions we haven't even thought to ask yet.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting and a little bit uncertain.
It's like we're standing at the bottom of this massive mountain, right?
Yeah.
And we can see these crazy peaks in the distance, robot butlers, a future without jobs, all that. But we haven't even figured out how to get off the ground yet. We're still stuck on the basic questions of how to even have this technology in our world.
And that's why it's so important to be talking about this now. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement, the what ifs, but we gotta stay grounded in what 1X is actually doing, the decisions they're making, and how those could change things for all of us.
Okay, so let's take a closer look at 1X technologies themselves. Who are these people building robots in the first place? What's their deal?
You know, 1X has a surprisingly long history for a company that's kind of blown up overnight. They started back in 2014, actually. Originally, they were called Haloti Robotics. And their CEO, this guy, Ivan Bernich, he had this whole vision of robots working with humans, not just in factories, but everywhere.
So this wasn't them just jumping on the robot trend. This was the plan all along.
Totally. But they didn't start with building a whole humanoid. First, they focused on core tech, like the basic building blocks of advanced robots. One of their biggest wins was a servo motor called Revo 1.
All right. You know, I got to ask, what's the big deal about a servo motor?
Think of servo motors like a robot's muscles. They give it the power to move precisely. Revo 1 was different, though. It was made for robots with more flexible designs, closer to how our muscles work.
So instead of those stiff robot movements, Revo 1 made things smoother, more natural looking.
Exactly. That fluidity is huge for what makes NEO so capable. It's not just looking human, it's moving that way, too.
So they started with the muscles, then moved to the whole robot. It's like they were planning NEO way back before it was even possible.
And they were smart about it. By 2019, they had set up shop in Norway and San Francisco, getting the best people from everywhere. And that's when things really took off.
It's kind of crazy how fast they went from a small company to like a big name in robotics. They haven't even been around that long.
Right. And it's because they're good at partnering up. We talked about Samsung, ADT, OpenAI, but those aren't the only ones.
Oh, really? Who else?
Well, back in 2020, they started working with this company, Evron, part of ADT Commercial, and they used like 150, 250 humanoid robots as security guards in buildings across the U.S.
Oh, robots as security guards. That's like something out of the movies.
I know. It sounds crazy, but it tells you how much people trusted 1X even before NEO. They weren't just messing around in a lab. Their tech was already out in the world doing stuff.
They totally skipped a few steps there. Went straight from making it to using it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming for our kitchens. That's bold.
It is, and it seems to be working. But get this, they're not even stopping there. While NEO is getting ready for everyone, they're already talking about an industrial version.
So from homes to factories, security guards to, I don't know, maybe robot chefs next.
Who knows? What gets me excited is that 1X is asking those questions, pushing the limits. And they're doing it in a way that makes sense. Like, it's not just a dream. It could actually happen.
You know, with all this talk about robots in our lives, I have to admit, there's something kind of awesome about it. It feels like we're about to see something amazing, and 1X is leading the way.
It's definitely an exciting time to be paying attention. And like you said, it's not just the robots themselves. It's about what we do, how we use them, how we make sure they make things better for everyone. That's a conversation we all need to be having.
Absolutely. And listeners, we want you to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on NEO? Are you excited? Nervous? And let's talk about it. Till next time, happy pondering.